Welcome to the Dive Podcast, presented by Willamette Week. I'm your host, Hank Sanders. Join us every Saturday for a deep discussion about the biggest stories of the week. Go behind the scenes with journalists, political figures, and newsmakers to get a unique look at our city. And also, I want to hear from you, the listener. So please send any questions, critiques, or sponsorship inquiries to my email at hsanders@wweek.com. Thank you so much and enjoy this episode of the Dive Podcast. Welcome back to the Dive Podcast. I'm your host, Hank Sanders. It's great to have you in with us. January 1st, 2022, as we begin episode 53 of The Dive. And I want to start off by saying thank you so much for listening to our show for a year now. We've got some really big news about our show in the coming weeks, so we're really excited about the second season that we're getting ready for you all and getting ready to share with you all. That's what we call a little teaser in the biz, but the fact of the matter is we do have a show today for you, and before we get started, I want to give you a chance to pause this episode and reflect on 2021. I want you to think about your defining moment of 2021. It can be personal, professional, whatever it is. I want you to think about the biggest moment for you in this past year. In about 60 seconds, I'll tell you mine, and my guest will tell us his, and we will reflect and talk about 2021. And we can all be in it together as we have thought about the past year. So if you'd like, feel free to pause the show for a little and think about your big moment from this past year. With that, let's welcome in our guest for the week as we review 2021. Here is our interview with Willamette Week news editor Aaron Mesh. I want to start with this. As I look back on 2021, I think, like a lot of people, I can pick out maybe one moment that defines my year. For me, in college, my moment of the year is sitting down, first time in almost 2 years where I've had in-person classes. I can remember the moment. I can remember what I was wearing. I can remember the time of day. I want to hear your moment as a news editor in Portland where you reflect and you go, 2021 was about this moment for me. You can remember what you're wearing, everything about that moment.
I mean, like to me, it's just a repeated set of days sitting on my couch, checking email.
So it's like a montage. It's more of a montage.
It is more of a montage. I think that's right. I spend a lot of the time looking for patterns. I think is what editors do, is try to figure out, like, not just what's going to happen. Reporters have the task of figuring out what's happening and what's going to happen. And it's the job of an editor to try to figure out what the patterns are within those events, to try to understand what might happen next and what the significance of the event is. And so a lot of my time is spent thinking about patterns and about intersections of various trends and about the way that things overlap and trying to understand what that might mean. And so when you look at our year in review issue, over and over, some of the important themes of the life in the city overlapped in the same places. So places like Lentz Park, which saw tremendous heat and also saw homeless camping increase, and then saw frustration from neighbors who demanded a city crackdown on crime, and then saw a police officer shoot to death someone sleeping in that park. And so there's really moments that, like, jolt you when you're watching patterns like that, where you're like, wait, it's this place matters in some way. So maybe, I guess, like if I look at the year and what my memory of it is, it will mostly be spotting those jolts.
Let's now turn to, we've got a couple games to play as we try to recap 2021 in a fun way. So we're going to start with an award show. I'm going to give you an award, and you don't know these questions. You don't know these awards. We never tell our guests anything before our interview. So I'm going to give you an award, and you're going to tell me who the award goes to. So let's start with best cover.
Well, it's got to be Joe Gilliam, right? The longtime lobbyist for the Grocers Association, who was poisoned with thallium, the heavy metal favored by Vladimir Putin. Not once, but twice.
Next, we have most viral. What's the story that people just kept sharing, resharing, writing, commenting on? What Willamette Week story gets most viral?
It was a story that was published in Forbes, oddly enough, an op-ed by a Lake Oswego consultant economist who said that Portland was the new Pompeii, not the new Detroit, not the new Baltimore. It was the new Pompeii, that it essentially was so overrun by houselessness and crime and rioting that it was the social equivalent of having a volcano explode on top of it. The amount of amusement, outrage, and consternation that that op-ed created when we drew readers' attentions to it, to its existence, sort of fueled like the next 2 months of reporting about what the economic future of the city would look like.
Wow. That's crazy. That one article from somebody at Forbes, and staying in Forbes.
Not even a good article. Not even particularly well argued, mostly trash.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, speaking of Forbes, sticking in that field, Forbes does their 30 under 30. I want the Willamette Week 1 under 30. Who's the one person, man, woman, other, who's a young person who you think over the next couple of years is going to be a household name? We may not know their name right now, but this is the young person taking over Portland.
She'll be on the cover of the paper next week. It's Ada Crandall, who is leading the Sunrise Movement opposition to highway expansion. In some ways, I think it's not unfair to describe her as having a Greta Thunberg quality that will resonate strongly with Portlanders in coming months.
Last award here, Time Person of the Year, Willamette Week Portland Person of the Year. Who does that go to?
I think it's Mingus Maps. And I think it's Mingus Maps, not necessarily because, you know, Person of the Year doesn't always go to the person who like achieved the most in that year. It's the person who in some ways symbolized the trends and movements of the year. And this is a year in which a lot of people in positions of power in Portland began to have second thoughts about the progressive movement of our city. That is a year that began with boards and windows shuttered up because a small group of activists just continued to shatter those windows. And it's a year that will end with an enormous amount of gun violence and homicides. And in the course of those things happening, there became a kind of undertow in the city that said, well, maybe the problem is in fact that we've been too liberal, that we've been too willing to just say yes to whatever reform is suggested or defund movement is popular. Maybe what we need is some law and order. And I think that Mingus Maps is interesting because in a very soft-spoken way, he's been the figure calling most forcefully for law and order. And I think that if you look at where this city is headed, the sense that we're on the cusp of a major backlash, that a person of color leading that movement is really interesting.
All right, to finish up our show, we've got one short game to play, one last game here, and this is going to be called Hank's Takes. I'm going to give you a take about the future, about 2022 and looking forward, and you're going to tell me if you agree, disagree, and why. First Hank take. The next governor of Oregon will not be a Democrat.
I think it probably will be, but you've got a one-third chance of being right. You got a better chance of being right than a two-thirds chance of being right, sorry. Because this time around, Betsy Johnson is running as an independent, and that is not a vanity campaign. That's a real threat to the Democratic establishment. If you wanted better odds even than that, you might argue that the next governor of Oregon might be a Democrat, but not one backed by traditional public sector union interests. In which case, then you are able to expand to Tobias Reed and Nick Kristof. And so you have four or five candidates who are against Tina Kotek. So then you have Kotek versus Kristof, Reed, Johnson, and Christine Drazen, the Republican likely nominee. And that's all. That's a better odds for your prediction.
Another hang take. Dan Ryan and Joanne Hardesty will not return as city council members as they face elections.
Hank's take is correct.
Really? They won't return?
I think they'll both lose.
Really?
I could be wrong. That's what part of the fun of prognostication, right? But the anti-incumbent sentiment in this city and state is extremely high, and that fits into what I just talked about with Mingus Maps. That I think that there is a throw the bums out mentality right now among Portland voters, and I would not be surprised if both Ryan and Hardesty lose in the May primary.
Hank's take: Portland will get a baseball team.
Portland will never get a baseball team.
Really?
We will both be dead before Portland gets a baseball team.
There you go. Well, Aaron, thanks so much. That's our time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Hank.
Talk to you later. Bye. Grateful for the little things I love. Well, folks, that's our show. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Dive Podcast. I hope you had a great New Year's, a happy holidays. We will see you next week for another really fun show. Till then, keep reading, stay safe. We are wishing you the best, and that's that. For Willamette Week, I'm Hank Sanders. Take care. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dive Podcast, presented by Willamette Week. For more information on this podcast or the biggest stories in Portland, go to wweek.com and follow Willamette Week on all socials. We're doing some really cool things related to the podcast on our Instagram and Twitter. It includes giveaways, behind the scenes, etc. A lot of cool things coming your way, so give those a follow. Special thanks to our guests for joining us, and thank you to Aaron Mesh, Mark Zussman, and Brian Panganiban, as well as the entire Willamette Week family. Last but not least, thank you so much to Heather Witte and AmpMusic.co for the music that you hear on this podcast. For Willamette Week, I'm Hank Sanders. This has been the Dive Podcast.